and welcome to the 4K Blu-ray review here on the Multimedia Podcast Network, the fun podcast network that you should be listening to because we have so many shows here. I'm Brian Kluger, and we have the 4K Blu-ray review, again, part of this podcast network that has horror movie shows, wrestling shows, music shows, nerdy shows. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just type in Multimedia Men, type in Boomstick Comics, because that's where we are. That's where we're talking about. It is the fun month of Halloween, and we are talking about a lot of horror films here. Yes, it is so much fun. Today's episode is super crazy and weird, but we're going to talk about it anyway. This movie comes from Lionsgate, but not just Lionsgate. Their horror series, Vestron Video, kind of like a throwback to the 80s type of thing. Yes, the Vestron Video is kind of like the collector's series type stuff. And this movie is called Dagon, D-A-G-O-N. Not to be confused with like Dagon Alley from the Harry Potter realm, but Dagon. This movie came out in 2001. It was directed by Stuart Gordon himself. Who the hell is Stuart Gordon? Holy shit, Stuart Gordon. He directed movies like Reanimator and The Beyond and Fortress. Damn good filmmaker. If you haven't seen Reanimator, it is Preston Bartha's favorite film, I think, of all time, at least in the horror movie range. But yes, it's super bloody, super funny, and super scary. Well, not super scary, perhaps, but a lot of fun things are happening in that film. And Stuart Gordon gave it this. He's one of the maestros of horror, Stuart Gordon. And he made this movie, Dagon, in 2001, which is super fun. It's actually a Spanish film, but it is in English, of course. And what do you say about this movie? It is just so crazy. Let's first off, Dagon is basically based off of H.P. Lovecraft. So if you know H.P. Lovecraft, you know you're in for some really weird alien shit. In like fantasy type creatures and horror and thrillers. H.P. Lovecraft, yes. It's loosely based off his novella, The Shadow Over Innsmouth. Crazy. So what is this movie about? It starts off sweet enough where a guy and his girl, along with another couple, are scuba diving on vacation off the shores of Spain with their boat. They're just having a good vacation. And one of the guys kind of thinks he sees a mermaid. And then the violent storm hits, and then their boat hits against the rocks. A couple of their friends are trapped below deck while the other couple goes to land and tries to save them. So when they go to this land, there's a fishing village named Imboka. And it's not what it seems by any means. So this couple kind of goes to this church, and then just all hell kind of breaks loose. It turns out this small fishing village of Imboka inhabits humans that are like fish people, and not just fish people, because fish people sound kind of badass. It's not. It's killer fish people, kind of like the merman, the mermaid, the merman killer from what was that movie? The Cabin in the Woods. And it's that scary. And not only that, but there is this creature called the Dagon who has like, he's like this godlike creature who basically wants to breed with human women and have blood sacrifices, which in my book, that's A-okay. Amazing. I'm just kidding, folks. Am I? Am I not? But that sounds like a good time for at least a few years. I'm just saying. But all these people worship this god Dagon, and he's So these people are taking these innocent human people and going to blood sacrifice them, set them to die on this crazy, scary creature so they can breed with them. Oh my God, it is so scary and so gory. So it's basically these four people trying to stay alive and get away. And what is amazing about this movie, directed by Stuart Gordon, is that, spoiler alert, this movie's been out for 17 years. It is like just so dark and gloomy in that, like, just, you know, it doesn't turn out well for anybody here. It's like, join us or die. And even when they like, I'd rather die, it doesn't work out for anybody in this movie except for the evil people, which is, it's rarely you see in a movie. Usually you see everything wrapped up in a tight little present. Not here, folks. It is gory, it is bloody, it is gross, it is fun. I wouldn't say it's scary per se, but it's just like, holy shit, Stuart Gordon has not lost his shit since Reanimator at all. So back in 2001, this film came out, and it still gets pretty good praise here and there, considering the type of film it is. Dagon, I mean, it's not for everybody for sure, but what other movie contains like cult-like killer fish people sacrificing dudes and kidnapping chicks for this creature to breed with so that they can carry on their race? Yeah, it's insane, man. oh my goodness. Like, this is kind of like if... like The Shape of Water was like rated X, basically, and like just went over the top. That's basically what this movie is. It's so much fun. I love this movie. Actually, it's a good double feature with Shape of Water and Dagon. Very, very good film. So yes, I would absolutely recommend this movie itself, Dagon. I'm just so glad it's got a Vestron release. But if we talk about the video quality of this film from Vestron, unfortunately, it's not very good at all. Vestron, you know, I want to compare Vestron to sometime Scream Factory, their collector's series. Scream Factory prides themselves in video and audio presentations of these movies. Where Vestron does, it's always less than. But this movie, Dagon, oh my goodness, even being in 2001, I got the hiccups from this movie. I think the Dagon's around me or something. I can feel it. The collector series of Dagon, I would have hoped for a better video presentation. So it's 1080p HD, 2001. You'd think it'd have a better presentation. No, it doesn't. It looks like they went into the source and just really, really tried to clean it up way too much and did color correction in a bad way here. It doesn't look good. There's tons of instances of banding and video noise throughout. There's not really any film grain here, which there should have been. It's a very flat, pale look. There are some times where the people's skin look just not even normal. Like, very different colors, and it's not supposed to be like that. I do not know what happened here. There were, even, like, if the director put filters on, it still didn't look as it should. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what they could have done. The movie looks soft. There are some moments, like, that you could see details of like, facial pores and individual hairs, and maybe even a little bit of, like, the really gory makeup effects, but it still looks soft. I don't know what happened here. It's not a great-looking video presentation, unfortunately. I wish it was. But, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Black levels are not really great either. I wish this was better. Is it going to detract from the normal eye scene stuff? I mean, you'll definitely notice it for sure. Anybody will notice, like, well, this video doesn't look very good. I mean, it's not going to, like, be shaky or like, scratches or anything like that. But you'll notice, like, this just doesn't look right. I don't know what happened, where it happened. But, yes, to the trained eye, you'll notice like, oh, this video presentation, not so great. So audio-wise, definitely good. DTS HD Master Audio 5.1. When scenes where there's a lot of people, a lot of action going on, the full soundscape is used. The rear speakers show like screaming and people yelling, torches, knives, you know, stuff like that. Maybe not torches, but it's damn good. Monster sounds, water sounds are definitely good. The ambient noises of like the fishing city, the fishing village, it's all pretty good. There's some pretty gruesome sound effects too, which is like kind of like make you like cringe, which is always fun. There's a good bit of bass here with the action scenes. The score delivers the suspense, and dialogue is clear. There's no pops, cracks, or hiss. It's way better than the video presentation. Let's move on to the extras, the bonus features. Tons of them. There are two audio commentaries, one with director Stuart Gordon and the screenwriter Dennis Paoli, where they talk about making the film, writing the film, adapting it from H.P. Lovecraft, shooting with practical effects, the fish people, shooting on location. It is super fun to listen to. The second audio commentary is also with Stuart Gordon and the star Ezra Godden. They talk about their time making the film, all the blood, all the guts, the story, the characters. Also a really good time. There's also a 23-minute extra called Gods and Monsters, where it's an interview with Stuart Gordon conducted by his friend and filmmaker Mick Garris. They talk about his life, career, and making the film, and horror in general. Another extra is 20 minutes long called Shadows Over Mboka, where it is an interview with the producer of the film, Brian Usna, where they talk about shooting on location, the money, the troubles of the production shoot. Always fun. There's also an 18-minute extra called Fish Stories, where it's an interview with S.T. Joshi, the author of basically H.P. Lovecraftian stuff. So this guy writes about H.P. Lovecraft, and this is an interview with this guy and his knowledge of how this movie was adapted. There are a few vintage electronic press kits, meaning like behind-the-scenes interviews and stuff like that, very fluff. One is 30 minutes, which is actually pretty good. It's very lengthy and fun. Then there are some 22-minute archival interviews with the cast and crew from 2001. There are several galleries where you can look at like images from the film, concept art, promo stuff, and then there's the theatrical trailer lasting about 2 minutes as well. Those art galleries, though, those galleries that you can look at the still images, those last about 25 minutes long. So yeah, you're getting a lot of stuff there, which is really cool. Especially H.P. Lovecraftian artwork is super cool. It's all here. So overall, H.P. Lovecraft's Dagon from Vestron, is it worth it? I'm going to say yes, and I'll tell you why. Because you're not going to find this movie anywhere else. You're not going to find this movie. They don't make these movies like this. And if they do, they're super difficult and rare to find. So this is the only way you're probably going to own this. Unfortunately, the video is not that great. However, there's tons of great extras here. And it's like, if you want to show somebody who loves horror movies, like, I've seen so many horror movies, they have not seen this film. Show them this. This is worth their time, worth their effort. It's a little expensive. I mean, this movie usually goes for about $40. You can get it right now probably from Lionsgate, Vestron, or Amazon for about $25, $20. It's worth it if you're into this type of stuff and into the horror. So I would say, yes, go do it. But yeah, Dagon, check that out. Mer creatures, sea creatures, breeding with interspecies devils type things. It's so much fun. Blood sacrifices. Dagon, go do it. I'm Brian Kluger. This is the 4K Blu-ray review on the Multimedia Men Network. We love you.